From Everbank Field in Jacksonville, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
From the HananiaAutos.com studio at Everbank Field, this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, Greg Olson coming up. Jaguars this week, we'll visit with the new Jaguars offensive coordinator Greg Olson, a familiar face, though. He's been around here before. Some changes on the staff as well. A new running backs coach. We'll get into that. And a new feature called This or That. You can get it on the show today at Jaguars, at JP Shadrick, at John Osier, at Jags Voice. And we welcome in the new offensive coordinator. Greg Olson's here. Good to see you again, man.
Thanks, JP. Great to be here.
It's, 2012. Seems like a long time ago now, but how strange is it to be back in this building?
It's a good feeling, to be honest with you. I think I've made a lot of good relationships when I was here before, and it was good to get back in the building and see some familiar faces and rekindle some old friendships.
Is that something you learn after a while, Greg, that you just don't know in this league? One door can close, the other opens, and it might be a door you've been through before.
Yeah, no question. You never want to burn any bridges when you leave a place. And again, my experience here was a good experience. You know, obviously the 2012 season, we're proud of that by any means, the record and the way it ended. But I enjoyed the people, like I said, in the building and the organization. And that was obviously Shad Khan's first year in owning a franchise. So developed a relationship there with him. And I just liked the direction that this place is going right now. So it's good to be back.
And we have some Twitter questions coming up. I know you're a big Twitter guy, right?
Oh, sure.
But before we get to that, everybody wants to know, I know you had a chance to look at quarterbacks last year coming out. So you had a chance to look at Blake. And I know you don't know much about the rest of the roster yet, still on that track. But what were your original thoughts of Blake? And, what are your thoughts coming in with him?
Well, I was real high. And we were, as an organization in Oakland, we're high on Blake Bortles. So I'm excited now, really. I thought it was a great get for the Jaguars where he was picked last year. Certainly could have saw him being picked in that order there. It didn't surprise us. By any means. So, throughout the evaluation process, certainly he was high on our board as well.
Let's go to one of those Twitter questions now. At Hodari11 asking, what is your vision of what you would like to see the Jags offense evolve into under your tutelage? That's kind of a broad question, but generally, what do you think?
I just think most importantly is that we've got to make sure that what we're doing offensively is based upon the development and the strengths of Blake Bortles. And I think if you look at every year in and year out in the National Football League, the teams that are in the playoffs are getting there for the most part based on the player, their quarterback, and the development of their quarterback and the number of years that he's been on that particular team. So we'll do whatever we can to develop Blake's strengths and play upon his strengths and the playmakers around him. So that'll be first and foremost in our mind.
Now, you've worked with young guys before. That's what people say about Greg Olson, is you've worked with young quarterbacks and had a chance to develop them. What's the process for you? Do you have to get in a room with them and just talk to him a while, or how do you start that process, I guess?
I think for me, it's the development of trust. I think there's got to be a tremendous amount of trust between the quarterback and his offensive coordinator, and to know that everything I'm doing is designed to try and help him get better and as a quarterback and design with his development in mind. So more than anything, it'll be about sitting down with Blake and getting to know him a little bit better in a one-on-one situation.
Now, during that pre-draft process last year, did you visit with Blake during that?
Yeah. Certainly had a chance to go to Central Florida, met with him there on campus and spent a day with them. It was an enjoyable experience. I think it was very informative for me to find out a little bit about him and got a chance to visit with the coaches and the people around that Central Florida program. And they all spoke very highly of him. So it was a very productive meeting.
Greg Olson is with us, Jaguars offensive coordinator. Of course, you and Gus go back to 2008 in Tampa, right? I mean, you were both positional coaches with the Buccaneers that year. But did you stay in touch since then, and how did it come back around this process?
Yeah, Gus and I developed a friendship in that time. I feel fortunate to have had a chance to work with them. I think tremendous football coach at that time, tremendous energy, and passion for teaching and coaching. And so that drew me to him and drew me to his personality. And so, I feel fortunate I was able to maintain that relationship since that time, and certainly am have been real proud, and it's been great to watch his ascension in the coaching profession, and I'm just happy that Jacksonville had a chance to get him.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I think people are fascinated by what your process is. Now, I know you're hiring coaches this week, looking around at that. Once that happens, is there a Greg Olsen playbook, or do you meet with Gus, meet with the other coaches? How does that process work in terms of you figuring out what this offense is going to look like?
Yeah, I think we're spending time now, really, and I've spent my first week here really just looking at the personnel that Jacksonville has right now, and it's changed quite a bit since I was here 3 years ago. So there's very few players on that team that are still here. So, again, as we talked about, trying to find, you know, what we feel will, you know, best fits the strengths of Blake and really the playmakers around him. He had three young wide receivers this year that really came on. You got a new group of running back that weren't here when I was here before. So we'll spend a lot of time looking at the personnel that we have, and as well as looking into the free agency, as we got free agency period coming up. So we've got to find out where we think our needs are at, and then certainly you're going to add with the draft as well. But you know, I'm fortunate or unfortunate, I've been in a lot of different systems. I've taught a lot of different systems. I've always tried to play upon the strengths of the players that we have. I was different when I was in St. Louis to Tampa, you know, to Oakland. So it's just as dependent upon those players and how we can best fit those players and try and get the balls in the hands of our playmakers.
Let's go back to Twitter at JW Greenbaum asking, schematically speaking, do you feel more comfortable building your run game or around a specific blocking scheme? Let's talk offensive line. Doug Marrone is the offensive line coach. How does that relationship work too?
Oh, that's a good question. I think you really, again, we're talking about the development of Blake Bortles and what's the best way to develop Blake and turn him into the quarterback that we all think he can be. And I think the best way to do that is certainly to be able to surround him with, one, some playmakers, but two, lessen the burden on him by running the football. And in doing so, there are different ways to do it, whether you're a zone scheme or a gap scheme type team. I think that'll depend upon, again, as we're looking at the film this week, as Doug and I have spent time right now just really looking at the run game, and we'll decide then based upon the guys up front on where we think will be more of a zone-based scheme or more of a gap scheme, and those are questions that will get answered here in the next couple weeks.
Greg Olsen is with us, Jaguars offensive coordinator. This is just a quick turnaround. It's fun. We just talked about this earlier, how fast things change in the league. And are you used to that yet, or do you ever get used to how fast things can change in the league?
Anybody that knows my background knows that things change pretty quickly, have changed quickly. So I think to me that's exciting. That's the exciting part of the profession, really. It's exciting. It's hectic. It's at times it can be stressful at times in those transitions. But more than anything, it's a great on a day-to-day job. There's nothing more that I'd want to do than to coach football in the National Football League. And, again, I feel very fortunate to end up back here in Jacksonville around good people and a franchise that's going the right directions, that's got a great vision for what they want to do and what they want to accomplish, and they've got great people in charge. So I feel fortunate to be here.
We'll have a chance as time goes on to talk more about the roster as you get to know it. But I'm curious, last week or whenever it was, what caused you to say, yeah, this is right? I mean, there had to be a situation, sometime talking to Gus, where you said, yeah, this is where I want to be.
Well, I think it's just a great fit here, and because they have a great vision. I just felt like the plan that Gus laid out and the vision that he has for where he feels like this franchise is going, and the leadership of Shad Khan, Dave Caldwell, and Gus, just the three of them together, and getting a chance to meet those people here on the interview process, it just was just a real exciting to me opportunity. And I bought, you know, it's real easy to buy into their enthusiasm and their appreciation, and to me their passion for how they want to see the direction of this organization going. So it was, to me, it was an easy decision based on the fit.
We appreciate your time. Congratulations. Glad to have you back here again.
Thanks for having me, JP. John, good to see you guys.
Great. I know you're busy. Appreciate it.
Greg Olsen, offensive coordinator for the Jags, joining us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank. Get more in 2015. Become a Jaguars season ticket member and get access to amazing benefits 365 days a year. Receive an unbelievable stadium experience voted number one by NFL fans. Great seating options available, customized for any budget. Visit jaguars.com/tickets or call and speak to an account manager at 633-2000. Of course, the home schedule strong. Texans, Colts, Titans, of course, here. The Dolphins are here. The Bills game is in London. Then the NFC South, the Panthers and Falcons come to Everbank, and the Chargers from the AFC West.